CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Douglas County's Republican clerk says an email that touched off an election security investigation simply used the wrong words and that no security breach occurred. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Clerk Merlin Klotz says he regrets using the wrong terminology in what he describes as an informal private email that ended up posted on social media. In it, Klotz said his office had made a full image backup of the election machine server. The Colorado Secretary of State's office requested that Klotz provide more information about that claim. But he says the email was inaccurate and that his staff only backed up the information they're supposed to. The state restricts who has access to secure election information. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
An effort to address illegal ponds in the Arkansas River Basin has led to around 250 contacts so far. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
Options are to remove or backfill the ponds, or obtain water rights to bring them into compliance. The basin is over-appropriated, which means more water has been legally spoken for than may be available in drought years. Some people have already chosen to get rid of their ponds, but others have been able to find workable solutions to keep them. The state will evaluate the water rights for more than 10,000 ponds during the next decade. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Boulder County may soon get federal support to fix roads, bridges, and public utilities damaged by the Marshall Fire. FEMA expanded its disaster declaration Wednesday. The county needs to apply for work projects. Then FEMA and the state will connect applicants to funding opportunities. The state has compensated a rancher who lost livestock to wolves for the first time in decades. Rancher Don Gittleson was paid $1,800 after wolves killed one of his calves. It was the state's first confirmed wolf kill since the 1940s. This is CPR News and KRCC.